Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. I'm Yusuf.
And I'm Adam. And we wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening. We're approaching the end of the season here. If you could, you know, like us, review us, rate us on iTunes, send us any good feedback at Barca Breakdown on Twitter. So let's get into the game versus Eibar. Another uninspiring performance by Ernesto Valverde's team.
You've been very gloomy, and I mean,
it turned me into Bran. Anfield turned me into Bran Stark.
It is a dark time. Today's game did not really add any support from me for Valverde. I mean,
thank the Lord. How could you? I mean, it's just so uninspiring. It just seems like he's never able to get our players to play like super jazzed up or super energetic. I mean, I know it's the last game of the season. We had the title wrapped up, but
sure,
it's a pretty embarrassing performance against Eibar. You know, it seems like every team has now just done what Liverpool does, which is basically put us under a high press. And for some reason, our midfield is unable to get the ball through to our front lines. And then, you know, you have people like Malcolm when he had that one-on-one,
sure,
tried to pass it and just kind of boofed it.
Well, I mean, we are playing this game. Obviously, it's the last game of the season in league, but we're playing this game with some bench players like Wagyu and, I mean, Alenia came on. But sure, yeah, you're right about the midfield lacking, but we didn't have our top-tier players. Even though we had Busquets in, he didn't do that well either.
He was not very good.
Yeah.
Rakitic also looked very bad. I mean, I had some Anfield flashbacks where he had some open forward passing lanes and he decides to pass it off and puts us in danger. It's true.
No, he made some bad passes.
You can't just always defend Rakitic and Valverde.
He didn't do the best, but I wouldn't say I think he did as bad as like most of the whole team looked. I mean, the whole team had some awful passes. They couldn't keep possession of the ball. Vidal looked good.
This game might have been the quintessential Valverde game.
Oh my God.
We didn't look good. We got pressed the heck out of, and our midfield was not able to do anything against
it. But
that
hasn't been the...
And we got saved by Lionel Messi.
Sure.
It's literally the story of Ernesto Valverde's Barcelona. And, you know, I put out a tweet earlier...
But that wasn't the gameplay the whole season.
I put out an earlier tweet saying, you know what, we need to not be those fans who are hateful and spiteful and, like, go to Valverde's house and break in and write weird notes. But, hey, Ernie, you came in at a time when we were in a lot of disarray. You weathered the storm. You did what you could last season with an inferior team. You did what you could with a team this season that was a lot better. You know, thank you for the two trophies both years. You know, truly some special years, right? We almost won the league without a loss last year, but it's time to move on. There's too much baggage in the Champions League, and we only have a few more years left of Lionel Messi being this good.
Sure.
And so we need to take advantage. We need a new coach with a defining play style that resembles the Barca of old, and we need to move on from Ernesto Valverde. I know you like him. And
oh,
you
my God.
Keep him,
I've never said we should keep him. I even said myself that when Bart came out and gave him support, like, oh, it's okay. Like, we still support him. I was like, really? Like, after that, not only did... I don't know why you have this narrative of me not or wanting to keep Valverde. I've never said that and since this whole debacle, but I feel like there has been a harshness that is... not necessarily granted because of his perform or keeping our team to win the league last year and this year and the Copa last year, as well as I think we have four trophies under him already, which
well,
is great.
We have three with the finals this week.
I meant from last year and this year combined. Right now,
right? Yeah, we have to win the Copa this
to get four. I thought we had a trophy against Sevilla. I mean, it's not a major trophy.
No, yeah, I don't really count that the Super
sure.
Cup, but
okay.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
That is true.
But, no, I agree. He's been...
lackluster.
Yeah.
He has been lackluster. He lacks luster.
We did.
There's no better
that.
Way to describe it.
I mean, if you listen to Ray and Phil, they had some good commentary
yes.
during the Eibar game, I will say. And they, of course, they bring up good points. There's been so much stuff that's been going on, like... it's kind of atrocious that he let that happen again, Valverde. They were talking about the lineup and how the lineup didn't change, and I've talked about this on the pod a couple pods ago. I even said that I think he's going to play the same lineup because that's Valverde, and I said
yeah,
that.
And that's not the coach we need.
I
right?
know, and I'm not saying that. I'm on your side, but somehow you put this thing that wants me to keep him, and I never said that. But of course, I was a Valverde supporter for like most of the time, but you also were not, were, and are not again, which means you flopped a lot. And I don't think that's okay. But
I mean, it, dude, like there was a point in the season when we won two Clasicos and
when Coutinho even looked good and Dembele was.
No, I don't think Coutinho really looked good then. I thought.
Sorry. Coutinho, I was thinking of last season, not this season.
Well, Coutinho really took a dive after the first Clasico of this year. That was in like October. I'm talking about like a February, late February, early March when we had the Copa and we had La Liga. Mm-hmm. I think Phil, I don't get people who hate on Phil and Ray for giving their opinions. I mean, they are analysts, right? They're allowed to give their opinions of the game. I thought that Ray was spot on with a lot of things he said, and I am in total agreement with him about the fact that we need to get Antoine Griezmann. I think he, you know, it's not just that we need a younger midfield necessarily, right? We're getting Frankie, but I don't feel like he's going to add the pace that we need. We need someone like Griezmann who's got pace up front that's going to help, you know, stretch out a defense and not just have it all jumbled up. And we need to get Messi, like we saw today, man, when Messi's playing up front and people are delivering balls to him, he's just so clinical.
He's a great finisher.
He's the greatest finisher. Yeah. He's just unbelievable. And we haven't had that this year. And like we all love the fact that Messi's dropped back and creating more because he's able to save the team so often. But if we can get some midfielders and some players playing up front with him who can combine and help get him the ball closer to the net, we're going to be in a good position.
Sure.
So let's hear, I know you don't want Griezmann, so I'm curious to hear why you don't want him, one, and then what is your suggestion instead of Griezmann?
So it's not, if we got Griezmann, I wouldn't be mad, first off.
Okay.
It's just that I think when we had thought we were going to get him the first time that he played this game, that wasn't a good kind of, personality that I kind of wanted, because I don't want someone who
drama
does,
queen.
Yeah, it's just not really something I want to be involved. He is a goofball. That doesn't bother me too much. But I also think that if we got him, he would do great. I mean, he's going to be on an even better team than Atletico. You know, Messi and him could have a good connection. But the reason I don't want him was personality thing one, and two, I don't know how it'll affect the team, really. I don't know if his play style exactly fits our play style, but I don't watch Atletico that much, so we'll have to see about that if we even get him. But my replacement or my suggestion, I don't really know. I know I should have been prepped for this question, but I need to do some research, or not research, I need to watch more games in Spain. That way I have, not just Spain, but in general, that way I have a better like outlook on the players that I would want that would fit our position.
Yeah, so I just don't think there's a better option. Just straight up, right? And so, you know, it's nice to be upset that he was a drama queen last year. I am too. I do think his play style will fit us really well. I think he can be deadly on the counter with Messi and Dembele, and there's just no better option. I mean, I wanted Jovic, but he's going to Madrid. So I think that we really need to pounce, get Griezmann. You know, the weird thing is that there's all these reports coming out, some saying that the dressing room doesn't want him, some saying that the sporting directors want him, some saying the president doesn't want him. And, you know, reports in football, especially Spanish football, are always a lot of, like, hearsay and a lot of, I don't know, European soccer tends to have more narratives in the media that come from coaches and agents and the players that aren't always truthful and are always trying to stir up stuff, you know. Oh, Madrid is trying to get this player, and then, oh, Barca's trying to get him to raise up the price, versus American sports where it's much more, like, fact-based, I find, and pretty credible. So all these reports are out. I don't really know what the answer is in terms of how the club feels about him or how the players feel about him, but I think that we need him, and I think the players understand we need to change. I mean, that's my biggest worry right now, is that a lot of players like Luis Suarez, like Jordi Alba, like Rakitic, Busquets, like they all want Valverde because we know what we're going to get. He's going to start them, right? Regardless of form, he's going to start them the whole season. And hey, that might be good enough to win a Champions League, or not a Champions League, might be good enough to win a La Liga or a Copa. But you know, you got to think, right? We didn't even get 90 points this year. This is the first time someone hasn't won La Liga with 90 plus points in the 2010s. And if you think that Real Madrid and Papa Florentino Perez is not going to burst out the wallet and spend over 500 mil this summer, you're probably a little bit crazy. I'm glad to see they have this situation where Gareth Bale's like basically just, oh, I'm going to sit here and play golf and you're going to have to keep paying me my outrageous wages. But, you know, hopefully they're not able to sell him, which means they'll have less money to spend. But I just think they're going to put out a lot of money. They got Zidane back, who, as we all know, is an effective coach. And, you know, they're coming next year. And so if we have this same season again, if we finish with the exact same points, I don't think we win next year. And so we need to make some changes. And I think that getting a new...
I'm all for changes.
...striker is super good.
Sure.
I think we need to get rid of Valverde. I hope we get De Ligt. And I hope we get some speed into the midfield. That's a big thing. Having Busquets, Rakitic, and De Jong is not going to provide like a lot of speed that we need. We need someone who can run with the ball, like Iniesta, like Xavi, who can run with the ball, look up and see passes and start to distribute the ball and have some good connection between, you know, hopefully the front three, whoever
sure.
that ends up
we
being next year.
We need someone who can see the field and control the field and break up the defense, of course. That's, I mean, we have players that can make good passing, but they don't run with the ball very well, or they don't spread the field.
Even then, dude, Busquets and Rakitic have not looked good at passing the ball like this last 2 months.
No, Busquets especially. Busquets has looked like he's lost his touch right
Rakitic
now.
Especially, that we all remember the second goal at Anfield and how he just doesn't look to play the ball forward and looks for these like awkwardly safe passes that aren't safe and end up causing huge counters.
I don't think it's always his fault, though, and I always don't think it's all the players' faults. Obviously, coaching has to do with a lot of that, especially
definitely.
At a game at Anfield, and if the coach is saying, do not do this, and the players are on the pitch, and they're like, shit, well, you know, this is the way we're going to play this game, and...
True, but, like, you're totally right, but, like, you can't analyze someone like Rakitic and be like, well, if the coach wasn't like this, it'd be better. It's like... That's how it is right now. That's how he's playing. You can't just say, like,
well, I think there was two different play styles that Rakitic had this season. I think there was the defensive play style and then the very offensive play style. And when he was very offensive, he looked very good. But it was like a clear distinction, I think, on the field when he was playing that position.
I mean, I think a decent amount of it could be that he played the most games of anyone in 2017-18 and then played a crazy World Cup where he played an extra time every game of the knockout stages besides the final. And... You know, so he's been playing. He has more mileage on him than probably almost any player in the world. And so that might be part of it, but he's 31. We're not, like we said in the last pod, we're not going to get as much money for him next year or the year after as we will now. I think it's time to just shake hands. Rakitic, thank you. You scored that beautiful first goal in the Champions League final in 2015. You have won leagues. You've won Copas. And I really loved Rakitic. He's one of my favorite players. Under the first few years of Luis Enrique, he was... so dynamic and so offensive like he was in Sevilla, but Busi got older and Iniesta left.
Times change.
Yeah.
Of course. It's and plus, some people fall off as they get older, or most people, I should say, but, I mean, a few, like Messi, just adapt their game and they still play very effectively, but, of course, he's 31, he's getting older, I think he would leave before because we're bringing new players in anyway, you know, like... We need to open up space for those new players and the young players to get some time and build our team. Because, like you're saying, Real Madrid's building their team and they're spending a lot of money and they will be a force to
Speaking
deal
of that,
with.
Pretty crazy, Vinicius Jr. I saw Copa America didn't get called up. That was pretty wild. Mm-hmm. Malcolm didn't get called up, but I mean, I understand why on that one he hasn't played that well this year. Even today he played and wasn't too impressed with him.
I didn't think he did that good.
You know, somehow again today we got more players leaving with injuries. Langlet was hurt. Semedo is like at the hospital apparently with a concussion. So,
Staying out right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the most cynical take that Barca fans have, but like some people want us to lose the Copa final so it puts more pressure to get Valverde out of there. I wouldn't say I'm going that far. I think that's a pretty negative outlook, but... It does really, really, really worry me that people are coming out saying that we support Valverde and
we
need him.
Messi's have to have been supporting Valverde too, which makes, you know, I want to hear what Messi has to say because I feel like he has not been vocal about it. Obviously, he's probably hurt and does not want to talk about something like that. But, I mean, it seems like the team is supporting him and the president. So, even if we lost, I don't know what that would change. We lost Champions League the same way last season.
If we lost the Copa del Rey, there's I would put the odds of Valverde staying at 0%. Right now, I put them at like 69%.
You would pick a number like that. I mean, of course it would change it, but I don't know.
It would be catastrophic, dude. If we lose the Copa
It depends how we lose, I guess. I mean, we lost 4-0. That's so catastrophic. 4-0, same differential from last season.
And you're totally right. And like that should be enough for them to
That's what
him.
It should have happened.
Yeah.
But he's still under contract, and I guess they want to maybe just finish out the contract. I don't know how.
No, but there's a clause that we don't have to. We can agree to like end his contract, and we'll be fine.
And I don't know what the hell's going on, honestly.
Well, I mean, there's people out in the general stratosphere like yourself who are pro-Ernie.
That is not true. Have you listened to anything I've said on this pod?
You're right.
You're
saying that Ernie is putting us in a bad mood. So with that, I think we should end the podcast. We'll be back after the Copa final. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.